Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, The American Roadmap for Lebanon, Al-Raya Newspaper, Issue 577, October 12, 2025, by Engineer Majdi Ali. 2 years have passed since the Al-Aqsa flood operation began on October 7, 2023. Then there was what was called the War of Support from Lebanon, from the 8th of the same month. Then there was an American approach of follow-up until the ceasefire in Lebanon on November 27, 2024, and then the ceasefire in Gaza on October 9, 2025. Then there was American follow-up within the movement of American envoys to Lebanon and Palestine. Whether it was Steve Witkoff, Tom Barrack, or Morgan Ortigas, especially Barrack's movement, with Barrack's blatant and crude statements that are almost devoid of diplomacy in dealing with the Lebanese issue. Barrack clearly threatened Lebanon, either to proceed with the disarmament issue, leading to indirect and then direct negotiations with the Jewish entity on the path of normalization and surrender, or the expansion of the Jewish entity's attack on Lebanon. The latter is what has now become a reality today, especially after the strike on Ayn al-Hilwa camp, in which 13 young men were martyred and dozens wounded. There was then the strike on the Dahiya suburb, in which the chief of staff of the Hizb of Iran in Lebanon, Haytham Ali al-Tabtabi, and his companions were killed. The Jews' announcement was that they had informed America of their strike on Beirut as a way of seeking its permission. This is because of the prohibition America has imposed on striking the capital, Beirut, since the ceasefire. Whether America was informed before the strike occurred or simultaneously while it occurred, it fulfilled a major common goal between the Jews and America for the capital. So the result is the same. It confirms the existence of a plan or roadmap that America is pursuing, binding all parties to its political orientations. This includes its clear insistence over not reopening the Gaza war and issuing UN Security Council Resolution 2803 to establish custodial guardianship and colonialism over it under the names of the Board of Peace, the Transitional Governance Administration, and the Temporary International Stability Force. It was also noted that the Hizb of Iran, in its obituary for those killed in the Dahiya suburb raid, adopted a new term, Fida'an Lebanon wa Sha'bih, in sacrifice for Lebanon and its people, instead of what it had previously used in the obituaries of all its dead, Ala Tariq al-Quds, on the way to al-Quds. This may indicate its realization of the current stage after Iran left the Hizb partnerless. It is the stage of normalization and surrender, leaving the matter to the Lebanese authority to manage despite the scale of killing and injuries among the highest ranks of the Hizb's leadership. After the ceasefire, which exceeded 1,000 between dead and wounded, it is known that Hizb of Iran has agreed to include civilian figures in the negotiation delegation with the Jewish entity, provided that the current negotiations remain indirect. Perhaps this indicates an attempt to moderate the Hizb of Iran's internal environment. It is clear that the Lebanese authority, at an American request, is not willing to move. It is clear that the Lebanese authorities, at the behest of the United States, are willing to pursue military confrontation with any faction within Lebanon. This comes amidst continued Jewish military pressure and American political pressure, and the extension of the Lebanese authorities' reach into domestic affairs, most notably in resolving the case of the drug kingpin and warlord Nuh Zayater, the most complex security-related issue previously covered up by the ousted Syrian regime and Hizb of Iran. The milestones of the American roadmap did not begin with Operation Al-Aqsa Flood and what followed it. Instead, since 2019, America was proceeding with building its largest embassy in the region, specifically in Lebanon, with huge military and logistical capabilities. This was despite the apparent collapse of Lebanon with respect to its regime and authority. During that period of time, when the revolution broke out in the squares in October 2019, and then all the way through to the coronavirus crisis. Moreover, it seems that America saw the collapse as an opportunity within which it would oversee the political administration of Lebanon, the region, and the management of the resources in the Eastern Mediterranean, the most important of which is the natural gas available in vast quantities in the region. After this general narrative framing, there can be further framing under more concise and comprehensive headers for the milestones of the American roadmap. Reshaping the security environment and controlling the Lebanon-Palestine borders, transforming Lebanon into a zone of stability subject to direct American influence, controlling the weapons of the Lebanese Hizb of Iran without comprehensive confrontation, crafting a political-economic settlement, investing in Eastern Mediterranean gas and removing any competing influence. This is accompanied domestically in Lebanon by an active role for the president, the former army chief, and his relationship with American policy. The possibility of America changing the current army chief in favor of someone more loyal to implementing its policy in Lebanon. The impact of the Bank of Lebanon, BDL, and the dollar policy on achieving America's goals, as we saw the exchange rate remain strangely stable in the absence of any new economic stabilizing factors, even during the Jewish war on Lebanon, during their war on Gaza. The relationship of the economic and media elites with Western projects, which we notice in the escalation of media and politicians promoting relations with the Jews. The role of the churches and sects that benefit from the Abraham Accords project. However, will America succeed in all that? America still, up to this moment, constitutes the world's foremost major power, managing major issues. It manages the issue of the region and reshaping it according to the vision of normalization. It manages the issue of Ukraine and Russia according to its view of curtailing Europe's role in making it dependent on America and unable to dispense with it and NATO, as well as weakening Russian-Chinese relations, all as a result of the Ukraine war. It also manages the China issue, which it sees as a danger it wants to prevent from growing by pressuring it in its regional environment and its old or new trade routes. However, America has failed to be the sole pole in a unipolar world, as Bush Sr. and then Bush Jr. wanted it to be. Instead, America has returned to something similar to Clinton's policy in 1992, which consists of partnership with the other major powers. Moreover, its financial system is clearly failing, while it still remains a pillar of American influence in the world. However, what may not fully reveal America's failure, and perhaps is the most important factor, is the absence of any other power challenging its position as the world's leading state. This position is determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not repel some people by others, the earth would have been corrupted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of bounty to the world. Al-Baqarah 251. As for the challenging power, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accompanied with the good deeds of those who do good deeds, it will be nothing but the second Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood, for which Hizb ut-Tahrir works, joining its nights and with it its days. This American roadmap must be confronted and struggled against politically, and every agent representative of it in Lebanon and the region must be struggled against it, whether the vessel that carries it is political, economic, or religious. This is done by steadfastness upon the thought and the method that shaped the ideology we carry, Islam. This is the clear political path that must continue to be highlighted, with emphasis on clarifying its features as the only practical political alternative. This confrontation is not a seasonal, fleeting confrontation, but a strategic one. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the abundance of the wicked must not be allowed to strike awe in us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Say the evil and the good are not equal, even though the abundance of evil may impress you. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O people of understanding, that you may succeed. Al-Ma'idah 100.